Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Brenda Anderson with Spark and Flow, and I'm here today to talk to you about what has been happening today with the changing of the impact of the gay marriage ruling and what it's going to do to employers. And it's really not that big of a deal, but we're going to talk about that. So
what are some of the things that, how does it impact the corporation?
Well, you know, I've been in IT for 25-plus years, and I've worked at major companies such as IBM or Siemens Corporation or Cargill. And in the IT world, it's a very close-knit group of people. And sometimes you don't know what's going on with those people. And, you know, it's just one of those things that if you really care about your employees, you really want to know everything that goes on with them and what may have an impact on them being able to show up and be at work every day and give their best. And so what I'm hearing and what I'm understanding is that with the gay marriage ruling, those people who have been silently sitting back and not being able to truly show up as to who they are,
mm-hmm.
Have that sigh of relief now.
Because they can come out and they can be whoever they want to be.
And they can be whoever they want to be. They can take care of their significant other. They can have that same right that everybody else does, that if they were to get ill or something were to happen to them and their partner was not able to come in to take care of them, who would they turn to? You know, you and I don't have that problem because we are recognized as whole human beings and we show up as whole human beings at work. And if something is hanging over our heads that keeps us from showing up as being whole, then it has a total impact on productivity, teamwork, and actually the bottom line of the company is being affected because people are not showing up as whole people.
And this is something that the CEOs and the founders should be really concerned about because they probably weren't aware and may not have been aware of the difference between making, if you said, their bottom line of productivity and collaboration on their team.
Oh, I'm sure they don't. I mean, the bottom line is you show up, you do your job, and
mm-hmm.
we pay you, so that should be enough. And if they are not looking, again, as a person, as a whole human being that has feelings, that has a family, or maybe close friends or relatives that may fall into the category of being gay, and what is impacting that person is impacting them at work. And if you don't look at that, then what is the purpose of you having people working for you? Your people are your biggest asset. And if you're not looking at them as an asset, then you're looking at them as a liability, or you're looking at them as a number. And people don't feel appreciated in the workplace today. And so by recognizing that this bill, this ruling, gives people that feeling of appreciation that they have worth, that they have value, just changed the whole dynamics. And I can see on Monday, this just happened on Friday, I can see on Monday that there is going to be a totally different atmosphere and environment when people who have been impacted by this ruling, when they walk into work, they're going to come in with such pride.
It's going to make such a difference.
Such a difference.
The thing is, I think it's because it's been this violence so much about it for so many years that it can almost be a silent killer. You don't have to study them physically, but killing them in their attitude and the camaraderie and the socialization mm-hmm. and the networking and just as a whole because of the fact that they've had to live that silence and had to be silent about it. And I think the biggest message here is that what you're saying is to the founders and the CEOs, they have to care, they have to pay attention to things like this all of a sudden. That is just another thing on their list because it's that important. So what are some of the things they can do about it?
Well, the first thing that I think that they should do is to be open enough to have that dialogue. And it starts, I mean, if you are working today, it starts today. That having that open dialogue to say to your employees, been dealing with but have not been able to come forward and talk about it. I'm willing, as your leader, I'm willing to take a look at what we can do to make life better for you. makes your ability to come to work and be all of who you are and get all of who you are the easiest possible thing for you to do. And it starts today.
And you seem really, really passionate about this. Why?
Well,
I'm just sitting here watching you. You're just truly passionate about this.
I have a lot of friends. I have family that have struggled with this keeping themselves shut off from being who they really truly are, of not being able to express, to really give their all. And really when they really want to do that and they're not able to because any little inkling that they may have been gay or in a untraditional relationship, that it can cost them their future, cost them their present. And for this to be the law of the land, I mean, what took us so long? You know, it just makes so much sense that we are all people. And people have to realize that unless you can look at another person in the face and respect them for being the person that they are, they're right in front of you, regardless of gender, their sexual orientation, their race, whatever it is, they are human beings. And as corporations, they have to realize that those human beings are the lifeblood of their workplace. And corporations are not people. The people are what make the corporation. And so if you can treat a corporation as a person or be titled as a person, what gives you the right to deny a real, live, breathing human being all of the rights and privileges that you're giving that corporation?
No, that's so eloquently stated. And I think, you know, this is, now you specialize in tech industry, which has a lot of young people, younger generation, and it's not just going to be, like you mentioned, their sex preference, the way they do business, and millennials and all these different, you know, ages are going to do things differently. So employers now have to really pay attention to keep their thing, because they're just going. Now, you as a consultant specialize that. You have so many years of this, so years in the business, in the tech industry, working with some corporations such as
IBM, Argyle, Caterpillar, Allstate, State Farm. I mean, I've been in practically every industry, everything from healthcare to technology to distribution to manufacturing to retail. Transportation, I've been in all of it.
So you have that vast knowledge of what those climates and those environments are like. So now you have certain things, a couple of different things that you can bring in. You go in to the companies, either on their lunch and learns or on their corporate meetings and so forth, and you teach them certain things. You handle that for them. What are some of those things that you handle for them?
Well, one of the biggest things right now is employee engagement.
Okay.
Employees are saying that employers are saying that their employees are not engaged. And they're not understanding why. Well, part of it is that you always hear that people don't leave companies, they leave their managers.
Mm.
And that's not necessarily so. When you look at the manager, I'd say it's the A, B, and C. The A is the CEO or the top or the leader of the company. The B is that frontline manager. And the C is the employee. And so if you think about it, A, B, and C, what's established in between that A to C? It's the B, it's that manager. And they don't have a lot of power. They're getting it from the top and they're getting it from the bottom. And they're just being squeezed. And what is pushed out to those people who are in the C category is coming from the top. And they may only be able to give you a certain amount of information. They're only given license to give you certain things.
Mm-hmm.
They have totally accountability for everything, yet they have no responsibility. So they're responsible for things, they have no accountability for. So they're responsible for taking care of people, but they're not given the tools to take care of that. So what I work with is helping a middle manager and even working starting from the top to say, what is your mission and your vision, and how do you want to have an inspired company so that you can go to sleep and have peace of mind. And once you have that, you have people who are engaged. You have people who are collaborating and people who are working to give them, you, the CEO, the best they can possibly get. So I work with dealing with employee engagement and what you can do to get people more engaged. The second thing that people are not paying attention to is appreciation. Companies will go through all of this generations to come up with recognition programs, which only recognizes a few, the top, appreciation, just saying a simple thank you to a person who appreciates being told thank you goes a long way to getting that person to do what they need to do every day, to show up every day, show up 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So I implement appreciation programs so that every single person can appreciate every single person they work with, and it doesn't cost you any money. Appreciation can be as simple as a thank you for having lunch with one of your peers or one of your coworkers or one of your downlines, or just sitting and having a conversation with them. Or, you know, some people really like those tangible gifts. Find out what they like. Does this individual really like football games or baseball? Get them tickets to a baseball game as opposed to giving them a simple verbal thank you. That doesn't mean anything to them.
Mm-hmm.
So identifying what is specific for each individual and what's important to them, that's a way of appreciation. And then finally, the one thing that I do is work with companies to really get their brand clearly defined so that everybody in the company knows what they stand for. So it starts at the top. How does each person contribute based on what the CEO's vision and mission is? And then put that into a context that each person brings value depending on what their skill set is. And they may not be in the right place. So identifying what is the right thing for these people to be doing based on what their why. So part of my work is to work with the why, which is something that was started by Simon Sinek, to start with why.
Mm-hmm.
So going to the next level of knowing the why. So knowing the why of the individual and the company and how it all comes together, again, creates an inspired company.
And we see that now. Again, we see that with Tom's. We see that with some of the other newer, younger companies that they are very, the employees are very engaged, and they have days and activities and trips, and that is really of their. So how can they contact you for more information and be able to work through?
I can be reached at sparkandflow.com, and that's spark, S-P-A-R-K, the letter N, flow, F-L-O-W.com. Or I can be reached 310-751-6694.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your perspective, your passion, and your expertise. And I encourage all businesses, large and small, to be able to work with that. So in closing, what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Spark and flow. Create your spark. Increase your flow.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very, very much. And until we meet again, stay empowered.